I choose this topic for you because I know all of you are servants, and sometimes we are serving those inside the church, while the will of God is to seek the lost lamb, those outside the church. I want to tell you that any of you are not interested in evangelizing, this is a bad sign. If you do not care for those who are taken by evil to other religions or other non-orthodox teaching or even to be atheist, if you do not care, it's a very bad sign. It's either a sign of not understanding a mission. You may not understand why you are living as Christian. We are here to save others because the Lord said, you sent me to this world, I sent them to the same world. If you are not caring for those who are taken by devil, you may be busy with the world and its lusts. It's a bad sign. If you are not busy with saving people, you are selfish because you have the treasure of God, the fortune of knowing God, and you do not want to give it to anyone. We can, you know, make the servants into two main groups. One group of servants busy gathering money, and the other group of servants busy gathering souls, gathering people. Remember the words of the wise man when he said, for God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and collecting that he may give to him who is good before God. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. So, if you seek knowledge, if you gather people for the kingdom of heaven, you are wise. If you are just collecting money, you will leave this money to another one who will take care of it, and you go. Although St. Peter was in his very first beginning to know Christ, the Lord told him, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So, to be a fisher of men, you need not to read many books, but you need to follow Christ. Because our Lord Christ is very busy with building the kingdom, with gathering people. He told one man, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. St. Paul had a good fisherman. He said once, we are God's fellow workers. Look to this, we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. So we are working with God in building His kingdom or in farming His field. Remember also the warning given by the Lord, oh, to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And when he is won, you make him twice as much as son of hell as yourself. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, there are many others working to gather people, to make them sons of hell. Others are doing what we should do. An important verse in the last chapter of the last book in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation 22, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. So the last word repeated in the last chapter of the Bible, come, 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 by the Spirit, by the servants, to everyone in this world. Also you can see in the gathering duty of a servant, sometimes God explain this as a sower. In other times he make it like a water giver. In another time he made it like the reaper. But we all like farmers working together. Somebody start putting the seed, other one will water the seed, and another one will reap the harvest. That's why the Lord said in chapter 4 of the Gospel St. John, he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. So everyone work in the field of evangelism, looking forward to catch people to the kingdom of heaven, will be happy in the end. Also the Lord said, I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors. Sometimes you can gain some fruits easily because many others prayed for this man and labored for this man. Another common example given by the Lord for the duty of gathering people is the fisherman, the boat, and the net. The fisherman is the servant, the boat is the church, the net is the Bible. And as you can see, in some of these miracles happened, they were counting the fish. So we need to know our people. We need to know to count our people, to know who is missing. You know, the Lord said, who are not gathering with me, scatters. Some servants are scattering people, not gathering people. He may be like a stumbling block or the stumbles maker. Those who let many people leave the church because of their bad attitude. Or those servants who do not care for their people or their children. Or those who put doubts in the teaching, teach wrong teaching. Some servants do not like to go out of their comfort zone. They want to relax. They want to sleep. They do not want to labor. Those who are running from evangelism opportunities. All these, you know, servants are scattering the people of God, not gathering the people of God. I want to end with two important promises in the Bible for those who gather with Him. The first from St. James chapter 5. Let him know that he who turned the sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Another promise in Daniel chapter 12. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. I'll finish with some exercises to be practical. The first exercise, why don't you pray for all those who work with you, the non-believers before the believers. Another exercise, offer a New Testament to whoever you find ready to read or listen. Another exercise, offer a service with love to a person who needs your assistance. Be like the Samaritan, the perfect Samaritan. The last exercise, prepare yourself with simple answers to the common questions. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you.